Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's the adjustment that you can make to, you know, Rudy Gobert's length, and, you know, not only that, them just rotating three fresh bigs on you, you know, for most of the game?
I have a duplicate clone of myself, and then I can, you know, I can be fresh. When they sub another guy, I'm going to be fresh. I don't know. My friend...
Let's get back to You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.
Nikola Jokic there talking about game one between the Nuggets and the T-Wolves. Second round in the Western Conference NBA playoffs. Game two tipping off tonight. Denver, a 6.5-point favorite at home. The total, 207.5. Ken, before we went to break, I wanted to talk to you about some of these series prices numbers in this series, because I think it's really interesting, right? Denver was obviously the favorite coming in to this series, being the defending champions, being the fact that they were at home. But now that Minnesota stole game one, the T-Wolves are now minus 125 to win the series, and Denver is plus 105. You're also getting prices like Denver series spread at +1.5 at minus 140. So if the series goes seven games and they lose, or they win it outright, that cashes. So there are certain things that you can bet. When we get series like this, something else that I love doing is betting the series to go either six games or seven games, because at the end of the day, like, all we're looking for is profit, right? And we're looking to win bets. And I just feel like when we get a series like this, where maybe you have a feeling or a lean on who you think is going to win the series, but I think most people agree it's going to be a long series. It's probably going six or seven games. So, you know, you take plus 165 on the series to go six games. You take plus 200 on the series to go seven games. Obviously, you're going to lose one of those, but if one of those bets hit, you also make profit. So that's something I like doing as well when I'm, like, really confident in the fact that I think a series could go long. Is there anything right now that you look at when you're looking at this series that Minnesota has won game one that maybe you think is worth a bet?
Yeah, there's a couple of interesting things. I do think your angle, which I think will be a popular one, and I don't even mean that in a negative way, because I think it's like we're all thinking the same way about, man, like, is this going to be a grind of a six or a seven game series? And I think we still feel that way because I think everyone still has so much respect for Denver that they feel like they're not just going to get trucked, to be honest, the way Phoenix got trucked and got swept. Like, didn't, not even a gentleman sweep, just bye, like, see ya. And so I think, you know, that healthy respect for Denver, you play those two things against each other, the talent of Minnesota and how they're playing, the respect for Denver, you get Nuggets in seven. You get, if the Timberwolves win, do they win in six? And if it got to game seven, do you think Minnesota, even having just won game one in Denver, I understand, like, who would you like in that game? I think a lot of people would like Denver if it got to game seven, because it probably would mean they at least found some success with handling Minnesota to get to game seven, first of all. So I kind of agree with your thought there. I think just, you know, like, when you kind of, and I think we'll have the same talk when we get to Knicks Pacers, which is a series that I think, like, a lot of people think is going to go a long time. I think a lot of people feel like that's a really long series too, because neither team is that good, to be honest, and maybe incapable of blowing out the other team. Just like when you kind of mash together all these prices, like, I want to take this in six and this in seven and this whatever, like, you know, you, obviously the price that you're getting goes down tremendously when that happens too. And there is still that chance of, you know, a sweep. There, I mean, Timberwolves, and the best example I can give is one that just happened. I think a lot of people thought Timberwolves Suns was, like, a crazy series that was going to go a long way. And not only that, where Phoenix had a tremendous amount of success. So it just, it doesn't always, length of series is always tough for me, because I can very easily give you, like, How does it not go that way? Murray aggravates his injury and he doesn't play the rest of the series. Now it's Minnesota in four. Like, it just is. That's what it is. So I mean, it's like, you know, one wrong step and it's Minnesota in four. You know, it's like one wrong step, it's Minnesota in four, maybe Minnesota in five. And, you know, I guess you could play it out the other way with Edwards, who never gets hurt. But, like, you get the idea. You just bring in some of the stuff. My best guess right now is I still think Denver in seven is the most likely thing. Here's the problem. Market feels the same way. I think the most interesting thing going on here, I said something, PJ. So I have kind of two theories, or not two theories, like my ordering of how I think the NBA playoffs is most likely to play out. And I'm curious kind of if you have these ordered the same way. So by far, number one way it plays out, in my opinion, this was like entering the playoffs, and then I said it again before I went away a week ago. It's like number one way it plays out is Denver over somebody in the East side. So like East side. So Denver over somebody, Denver over the Knicks, Denver over the Celtics, doesn't really matter. Just Denver over a representative of the Eastern Conference. I'd like them against all of them. Boston would obviously be the much tougher opponent. That was way number one. Okay, like no matter how confident I am in that, if it's not that, what's next? And my number two option was always, okay, then this is how the Celtics win a title, because I don't think they can beat Denver, but I think they can beat everybody else that's left in the West. So it's basically three teams that have stars that aren't ready yet to a certain extent. They haven't been in the NBA Finals before. They're all in varying stages of the early parts of their career. I know it feels like Luka's been around for a while. Like, he's not really in the part of his career where you win titles yet. He's going to probably get into that next year and the year after. And so, like, if it's Celtics against any of the other three who aren't ready, that was always kind of like my number two when we were talking about that on the show. It's now, I think the funny thing is, like, all right, I think a lot of people at this point would say no way Minnesota would beat Boston because Edwards is like a deity at this point to a lot of people, but I would like Boston in that series probably. Now it's like, all right, which of the three, all right, do you think is more likely? And the market on this is so interesting. The market is, like, if you think right now, if you're like talking to your friends and you say, you know, I think Minnesota is going to like go to the NBA Finals, I think they're going to do that, like, you're chalk right now. Like, Boston Minnesota is the most likely finals matchup in the market. It's not Denver. Denver's a dog to win this series. Boston, like, you like Minnesota, like, you're not on the crazy thing. You're Mr. Chalk right now. If you think, and I just like framing it that way, I think people are like, wait, really? Like, but Denver be like, no, market thinks Minnesota is now more likely to win the series because they went. So just keep that in mind. Like, there's a part of me that is kind of like, oh man, Minnesota, are they going to get there? And then what happens if they play Boston? Like, the market is heavily positioned on that already the most likely thing. So you have, I think you're honestly, PJ, I think you're only, the long series thought I think is interesting. I kind of agree with you on that. Like, you know, if I had to guess, is this a long series or a short series? I think it's a long series. I don't think Denver's good enough ever to blow out Minnesota like four in a row. I think Minnesota's too well suited to guard Denver for that to happen. I think Denver can win. I think they're more likely to, but you know, the margins are small. I think the only thing you have to ask yourself before game two is, look, like, Denver's a 7-point favorite. So they're like heavily favored by the market to tie this series, whether you like Minnesota or not, or whether you think Edwards is awesome or not. Like, betting market says Denver's really likely to get back into this in tonight's game. They're a pretty big favorite in this game. Do you want to buy anything with Denver right now? That's like, I think, your really interesting decision point. And you might have the biggest egg on your face after this game, because if they lose this, you're really up against, I mean, there's just the likelihood of you getting out of these bets without, you know, being on the felt is really tough. Like, you're probably going to lose, but they're also a 7-point favorite to recreate this betting market in a way where maybe there's a lot more optimism in what the Nuggets can do. Their price to win the title is longer than it's been since before the season started. This is the best price you can get on Denver to win the title all year. This is the best price you can get on Denver over the Celtics in the finals, basically all year, since Boston started being awesome and those prices cratered. It's the best price you can get on Jokic to win finals MVP all year. Now, that doesn't mean the bets are good. There are teams that are down 3-0 where I could be like, hey, this is the best chance to get Kevin Durant to win finals MVP all year. He's 9,000-1. Like, that argument doesn't just mean buy, but you have to also be mindful of, like, Is this the entry point? If you don't have any Denver, is this your entry point to get it? Do you feel like if they won this series, would you like them against Dallas or OKC? I would. Would you like them in the finals against every team? I would. So it's like, this is the toughest part. It's almost like Vegas Dallas in hockey. I'm sure a lot of people that like those teams are like, well, if we can just get by the first one, then like we're gonna feel really good about all the series after that. This is kind of like Judgment Day for Denver, but if they get by it, man, like I'm just it's really interesting to view things as everyone's skittish on the Nuggets right now. Everyone thinks Minnesota's now really positioned to do some damage here. Does that mean it's time to be contrarian? Does that mean it's time to buy Denver? The answer doesn't have to be yes. Like, we could all just be wrong and Minnesota wins. But like, the prices are just so appealing. It's hard not to want to buy more Denver in a lot of different ways leading into tonight's game.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I agree. And I'm one of those people that doesn't have any Denver, Ken. I really like them to win the game tonight. And I think I'm going to take them plus 105 to win the series, just because if Denver does win tonight, then obviously they're going to be minus money again to win the series. And then, okay, if they lose game three, you're probably looking at Minnesota, maybe like minus 130, somewhere in that neighborhood to win the series. But as long as Denver can get this thing to 2-2 heading into game five, which is what I think it's going to end up being. I think it'll end up being a best of three. Then I like my position on Denver plus 105 to win the series. I think a bunch of people feel like Denver will win the game tonight. They're minus 250 on the money line. I don't really want to mess around with that spread at 6.5. And then especially if Gobert doesn't play and that maybe goes up another point or so. To me, like, the value right now, currently as it stands, I think if you like Denver in the game, is just to take them on the series price at plus 105. Again, just because of the fact that if they win tonight's game, even if they lose game three, you're still in a good spot. Obviously, if they lose game three and game four, you could be in some trouble there. But I just feel like this is going to be 2-2 heading back to Denver for game five. It feels like the Nuggets historically over these last couple of years have been like really good in game threes, whether they've been up 2-0, like trying to get the stranglehold of that series to go up 3-0, or whether they've lost at home. They lost to Miami in the finals last year in one of those first two games, immediately got it back in game three. Like, they're really good at kind of those momentum type games in a series. So I think Denver plus 105 is worth a bet tonight, but Minnesota, like you said, I mean, they match up pretty well with Denver. And if they play like they did in game one, they certainly could win this game tonight.
Yeah, I actually bought a little bit of Denver over Boston at almost 9-1. I was like, with the way the Celtics path is broken too, like, Porzingis might be hurt. I also, they're like minus infinity to beat the Cavs. And there's no guarantee they get the Knicks in the next round. There's like a 30-35% chance to get the Pacers in the next round. What's that series price? So like I get to lock in Boston on one side and it's a buy point on Denver. Again, all this stuff's so interesting. The T-Wolves could just win. Just to read a tweet real quick in 10 seconds, Dane Moore covers the NBA. Optimism that Gobert will be able to get back by game time tonight, but nobody really knows for sure. So we'll see how the market kind of keeps responding here for this game.
There you go. We'll talk Knicks and Pacers next. You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. We'll be over on Stadium if you want to check us out, stadium.com.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.